Author's Playhouse.
Now, Mr. Gallon, will you say what I told you to say?
I'm going to get you, Captain Warren, first chance I get.
If Lige Gallup hadn't liked playing the flute, this might have been a different story, or none at all. On the other hand, Captain Walland was a positive personality and probably would have found some basis for the feud Van Lucien Berman relates in Minstrels of the Myth.
Play that flute of yours, don't you, Captain Morlin?
Yes. Best darn flute player in the Tennessee River, I am, Cracker. Don't you forget it. Anybody ask you about it, you answer like the mate of my towboat should answer. Yes. Well, listen to this.
Shantyman, Hurricane Doughhead, poking fun at me again.
Sure sounds like it, Captain Warren.
You low down river rat! I told you 3 times to quit mocking me. I ain't going to tell you no more. Put away that flute.
Captain Warren, I told you 2 days ago or 2 days before that, and every time you pass, I ain't mocking you. I'm playing circles like you.
Listen to him, Crater. Why, you river trash? You ain't got sense enough to count 2 and 2. You gonna quit knocking me with that flute, or am I gonna have to make you?
I'd be a little careful how you call a name, Captain. Some people call
my
jealous
things
have been
sorry they've done it. What? We're in trouble,
Trigger. All right, Captain.
Just be careful up there. I've been on this river for a couple of weeks.
Long
enough to find out about you. Don't
think
you can cross everybody, you
think. Oh, you'd better share off, Captain. In this Tennessee mist, you can't keep the good one mighty close on to his shanty boat.
Mock at me, you skinny. Trigger, swing her till the Gypsy Jack's paddle wheel fronts up square with his shanty boat.
All right, Captain.
All right, now, signal that engine room to stop the engine.
All right, Captain.
You'll find out, you river trash. Blow your flute at me, will you? Let her drift in a bit more. A little more. All right, Cracker. That's good enough. Now signal that engine room to turn up that paddle wheel hard. Something now, Mr. Gallon. Something fitting for river trash.
Captain
bones, any rags, any bones, any bottles today. It's the same old story in the same old way. There. How does that suit you, Mr. Gallon? That's what you are. A river rag picker. Bah! You're worse than a rag picker. Oh, my flute! You busted my flute!
There's a new tune for you. Next time the tune will have to hit me. Up in the hill where I come from, he picks the pulleys like you quit. If life's gallop, Warner, you gallop, not gallop, don't forget it.
I won't have to remember it. Give me that wheel, creeper.
Jeff Morland, that was the back of the bell you pulled.
I know it. I'm giving that shanty of his the paddle wheel. I'll bust her up.
Hey, you're backing into me. You're backing into me.
Jeff, the thief is down. No river trash can shoot there. My flute out my mouth and get away with it.
There she goes down.
There. All right. Take the wheel and get her out into the river.
Yes, you're going to try to save
me. We've got to get down to Kinnikinnick furnace with this here tall pig iron. Can't waste all day in a cut of some river rat.
But, Captain, the river's in flood, and if he's hurt, he'll drown. It'll mean hanging, that's what it'll mean. It'll mean hanging sure with him, a government man. He keeps the light on Hurricane Towhead. It's hanging, I tell you.
Who is he anyway? Shanty boatman.
Well, you can get hanged if you want to, but I won't. I'm going to get him if he ain't drowned already. You circle the boat around and pick us up.
He'd be all right. There. His eyes open.
All right, you can stand back and give him some air.
Yes, all right. Stand back. I'm going to kill you, Captain Wally. First chance I get. I give you a warning. It ain't right for a man like you to be alive.
Jeff. Where's my deck boss?
Yeah, Captain.
Take that rope down and tie that crash up. Do a good job. Maybe I'll make you mate yet, like you want to be. Mr. Krieger don't like the way I run the gypsy jack.
Sure, Captain Wally. I'll do just like you say. I'll wrap him up so tight he can't move a finger.
Next time, Mr. Gallon, you won't be in such a hurry to shoot a 54.5-dollar flute out of people's mouths.
The name's Gallon. Any man can't play the flute no better than you. Ain't got no right to have a flute.
Say that again. Maybe I didn't understand what you were speaking. Say that again.
Any man can't play the flute no better than you. Ain't got no right to have a flute. I guess I know flute playing when I hear it. I was the best flute player in all Clay County. When you play, it sounds like a dying rabbit.
No. You'll pay for that. I'll teach you to make a remark like that to me. Me, what's been playing flute ever since I was a kid. Take back what you just told me. Say I'm a better flute player than you are. Say it.
You play like a dying rabbit, worse than a dying rabbit.
You say what I told you to say.
You'll have to kill me first. Now listen to me. There's that light over the Hurricane Towhead I'm taking care of. There'll be a whole lot of boats sunk if that lamp ain't lit. You better let me go.
Think you can fool me, huh? There ain't two boats come up here a month beside me. That light ain't gonna be missed. You gotta think a better excuse than that for getting away. You stay here till you say what I told you to say.
Not a chance.
Yes.
Yes, Captain.
Take Mr. Gallon forward to that barn that we're a-pushing. Let him use them flute-playing fingers of his for shifting some of that iron pigs from port to starboard. Mr. Gallon ain't very strong today. And lifting them nice 200 pigs, I'll give him a lot of muscle.
Don't do that, Captain. It'll take more than that. Lots more. I ain't going to say what you want.
All right, then. Put a ball of chain on him so he won't try swimming ashore. And then put him on that pig iron and the barge there. That'll prick you, Mr. Gallon. 24 hours of that and you'll be on your knees to me, or my name ain't Captain Wallace.
And on top of that, fiction show, I've got to play my silver and ivory flute all the time.
What's that?
I've done it, Captain.
Done it? Done what, Jeff?
Done what you wanted. Got rid of it. It's black as a graveyard on the river now, and I beat my chance. I moved the plank well up from the barge to the boat, so when he come to cross, he walked right into the river. Didn't you hear him splash?
You mean he's drowning? Oh, wait till I get this boat stopped.
Why, Captain, I saw from the way you was talking, you all wanted him dead. I see how mad you was when the mate saved this avenue.
Ruining my plans. Oh, where'd I turn this searchlight on? Of all the idiotic things that do that in the first place. Hey, there he is. There he is, hanging on that big branch. Now you dive in and fetch him before he goes down, or you'll be dead right along with him.
All right, Captain. Well, where's that gallop fellow again?
Hey, pilot! Circle around him. Hey, you down there, somebody.
Yes, Captain.
Toss him a life preserver, quick, before he goes down.
All right, Captain, do that.
Stand by. I'm coming down myself.
Hey,
all right, reach down a hand there.
All right, we'll come up, folks.
Reach him down there. Pull him off. We'll get a hold of him there.
All right. All right, now. Pull him up easy.
Yeah.
Easy now. Pull him up easy. All right. Now, lay him down now.
Here we go.
Stand back now. Stand back. Here, everybody, get out of the way. Spill some liquor
down his throat. I won't say.
Huh? What are you grunting about?
You can drown me 100 times. I'll never say you're a better flute player than me.
What? You think it was me made you fall into the river?
I know you did.
There. You see that now? There's a shabby gratitude for you. This is the second time we've fished him out in the river. And he turns around and says, I was trying to drown him.
You saved my life.
Beggar? Didn't I?
Yep. You did, Gallup. Oh.
Strange you are, Wallace. Strange.
No, I didn't save you because I fell in love with you all of a sudden. I didn't want you to die till I had the satisfaction of hearing you say what I told you to say. That's all.
Anyways, you saved me. That's a lot. Look, there's Panther Mine Tipple on shore. There's a lot of freight trains running out of there. I can hop one and be back to Hurricane Towhead before morning. I want to get back to my life. Let you and me let the goings be goings. You put me off on shore here, and I'll hop a freight to Hurricane Towhead.
Not till you said what I told you to say.
I'll never say it. Look, here's one way to settle it. Just in case you are a better flute player than me, which I don't think, you play, then I'll play. The crew will be good.
I ain't gonna let you put your dirty mouth to my silver and ivory flute.
I still got mine. It is. It's about my shirt. If the crew says you can play better than me, all right, I'll say it to you myself. But I won't say nothing about you taking me captive or interfering with commerce and navigation. But if your crew says I can play better than you, then you have to say that to me, and I won't say that to the inspector just the same. That's fair, ain't it?
You'll go by whatever the men say?
Yep.
You'll go by whatever the men say?
Yep. But I can't play right ball and chain on my leg.
All right. Jeff, unlock it.
Yes,
sir.
I'll take your proposition. Won't we, boys?
Yes,
sure we will. These boys know what's what. All right. You play first, Gallon.
Gallop's the name.
Go on, play.
I'll play you Susie on the mouth. I guess that's my best piece. One place Susie's supposed to be standing by a brook. You can hear the water running. Mighty pretty right there. Listen for it.
This ain't over yet. I'll play you the Galloping Fire Brigade. It's got bells in it. Bells is harder to play than water. Clap your hands. Now, you men heard us both play. Now you decide who plays best. Judge fair now. Who do you vote for, Gunnish?
Hold on. Your men are scared of you. They won't say what they think. Let them vote the way people does in elections. Secret ballot, they call it.
Why? All right. I guess they know who's best. Don't you, men?
Yes, Captain.
All right. Let's see. Oh, here's a white label off a nail keg. And here's a red poster off this fruit crate. Jeff, tear them up. And give one of each color to each roaster.
Yes, Captain Wallace.
Now, men, red means you vote for me. Red. Blood. All right. And white, you vote for this river trash. It's dark in here. Nobody can see what color you drop in the hat.
That fair enough, Mr. Shantyman? Fair enough.
Now, you men vote according to your conscience. Best man wins.
Yeah, well,
I voted. All right. You all voted?
Yeah, well.
All right. Now, Jeff, you collect papers in your hat.
Red for the captain, white for the shantyman. Red for the captain, white for the shantyman.
Mm-hmm. All collected? Now, dump them on the floor.
Here he goes.
Well, Captain Wallen, all I see is one red paper.
My own crew, eh? Why, you bunch of low-down roasters.
I'll be going now. Soon as you say what you agreed to.
I'll tell you nothing, and you ain't going to leave this boat.
I can still swim.
Come back here, you.
Hello?
Come back or I'll fire. I got a pistol.
All right. It's good work if you play the flute.
You see that hurricane might get Peter?
Not yet, Captain Wallace.
Watch close now. Keep that wheel steady. Can't see a foot in this fog. Hey, you don't suppose that shanty trash didn't light up that signal lantern just to spite me? He knows just about when my boat comes along.
Maybe he didn't get back yet.
Oh, he had plenty of time to get back. This is our return trip already. Knows we can't find our way through Hurricane Towhead Channel without that light. Yeah, and I suppose you're thinking I should have let him go in the first place.
I ain't thinking a thing.
There she is.
Eh? There's the light.
Oh. All right. Now keep the proper distance out and cut in through the channel.
Sure relief. Wouldn't be no fun piling up on shore in that and fog.
Don't talk. That channel ain't so wide that you can keep your mind on anything but piloting. A little further over to starboard. That's right. Hold her steady now.
Hey, what's wrong?
I'm sure everybody will tie her up before she drifts. Get down there to get ashore with them, Peter. Get the engine crew up, too. We got to tie her up and see what damage is done.
All right, Captain.
Break out that cable. Get out that cable and drag her ashore. Oh, work fast there. Work fast or she'll drift. Doggone, I'd better get down to the power myself. Keep hauling there. Keep the hauling. Get her tied up or I'll flay the hide off every mother's son. Tell
her. Hey, you know that. Here's something for your mouth to keep you quiet. Now for your feet. You listen to me, you fool. I knowed you'd do it. Just what I figured. You're so used to bullying, you thought you could bully your way through a flood in the fog. You didn't figure on me moving that light, did you? Shut up. You can't bully your way through that gag. You listen to me now. You made an agreement with me yesterday, and then you busted. On top of that, you tried to kill me again. You ain't fit to be alive. You ain't. I ought to kill you before you live another minute. I'm going to give you a chance to keep your agreement. I'm going to break you the way you tried to break me. Lay still. I want you to say I can play the flute better than you. You don't? Well, your whole crew's ashore, and all I got to do is cut this rope in two, and the colonel will carry your boat down to Hurricane Steel Mill. And down there, there's piles of pig iron spanning just a couple of inches out of flood water. They'll rip the bottom out of your man-killing boat. That'll be the end of your worthless carcass. I'll take the gag out of your mouth and you answer me. Don't cry yelling for your crew or I'll cut the rope right off. Now, say I play the flute better than you.
I won't say nothing.
They'll be coming back in a minute. Will you say it?
No.
Now I'm cutting the rope with this hatchet. All right, Mr. Rollins, you're on your way. Me, I'm getting off in the lifeboat. I'm going now. Is anything you want before you drive?
My flute.
Where is it?
Inside my shirt.
You want to play something?
Yep.
All right. I guess I'd want to do the same with me. You'll have to play sitting down. I can't trust you with your feet untied.
All right.
Here's your flute.
I'm going to play you a tune. Best tune I know. And fitting for the occasion.
What's that?
The song of the ragman again, for you.
Why, you... Thought I could mind to put this knife into you.
Any rags, any bones, any bottles today, it's the same old story in the same old way.
What's that?
Any rags, any bones, any bottles today, it's the same old story in the same old way.
Well, I'll be... You're a bad man, but you're brave. I ain't got no right to kill a man as brave as you. All right, I'm cutting you loose. Come on, I'll get ashore in the lifeboat.
Yeah. I hate to lose my boat. The mistress clearing, and there's a chance of running her up on Sandy Point and sticking her there.
Go ahead if you want to. I'm getting ashore.
Well, I can't hold the wheel by myself in a current like this around here. Not by myself, Ken.
All right, I'll help you. Get on up there fast.
The point's right close now. It'll just take a minute to make it.
I know.
All right, grab a hold of the wheel.
Got it.
Turn her over.
There's the point. We're right on it.
Yep. We gotta make it. Full hard. Oh, we made it. She'll stick here a while yet. We can try her up later.
Yeah.
Here. Here's my $90 silver flute.
What for?
For that shandy of yours I busted. Gallop.
Oh, a shandy's only a shandy. But a flute like that.
Huh? Well, you're a better flute player than I am.
Oh, I'll be darned. Hey, Warren, you know the Galloping Fire Brigade?
Of course I do. Why?
Well, let's play a duet.
Well, I'll be darned. That's a good idea. Gallop?
Fine. I'll beat out the time. One, two.
Heard Ben Lush and Berman's story, Minstrels of the Mist, adapted for Author's Playhouse by Jack Vancouver and directed by Fred Way. Cliff Sevier and Clarence Hartzell were heard as Captain Wallens and Lige Gallop. The musical score was composed by Roy Shields, and the orchestra was conducted by Joseph Galicchio. Next week, same time, same station, Author's Playhouse brings you Paul Gallico's hilarious story of two debutantes in a war factory who discovered that parties are out. Author's Playhouse comes to you from Chicago. This is the National Broadcasting Company.